So, you wake up one morning and you see that your two-year-old has discovered matches. Okay, what are you going to do? You wake up one morning and you discover that your two-year-old discovered they could turn on the gas while you're sleeping. It's a little bit dangerous. What are you going to do? You wake up one morning and you discover that your kids learned how to unlock the front door and they can just go out while you're sleeping and do what they please. Now, what are you going to do? You discover one day that next to the kids' school, a car's been stopping. Story that happened here a year or two ago. A car used to come next to the kids' school, open its doors, and give out free stickers to the children. So it might be innocent, and it might not. You taught your kids not to go to a stranger's car. Is that chinuch? Is it long-term? Or is it survival? I have to make sure my kids know not to do that. If it's survival, then I'm going to use different tactics. I might tell them, if you see a car stop and other children go and get stickers, don't go and come to me and I'll get you those stickers. Now, it could be if it were a chinuch issue, you wouldn't feel like you have to compensate. You'd say, I said no and they shouldn't do it. But it's not a chinuch issue. You want to make sure they don't go to that car. So then you have to use the tools you can use to accomplish that. You're not going to work with the same tools as chinuch. Chinuch is when I want long term. I need to teach the children. I need to teach them concepts. I need to get them into good habits. That's chinuch. But if the child is touching matches, and I haven't found a way to convince them that matches are dangerous, then I have to take the matches out of the child's reach. I have to solve the problem. Now you'll ask me, did I educate the child? No, I solved the problem. And so when we differentiate between chinuch and needs, anyone who wants, the pens and papers are here for whoever wants. What we're differentiating between is, it's important because, not because we won't deal with it, but because the way we're going to deal with it is different. And I think one of the most major points that mothers today have to relearn is the idea that mothers have rights. Mothers have needs. And it's legitimate that mothers get their needs taken care of. Sometimes a mother feels like if the child calls me in the middle of the night and I don't go to that child, then I'm a bad mother. Why? Why am I a bad mother? Maybe it's right I shouldn't go in. Maybe if I go in the middle of the night, I won't have energy to do anything tomorrow morning. Maybe the child will go back to sleep if I wait two more minutes. So is it chinuch? Not necessarily. But do we need to do it? Very often, yeah. We're going to revisit that. To my mind, that's maybe one of the most major challenges that mothers have today, taking care of their own needs. Mothers can go without eating, mothers can go without sleeping, mothers can go without washing. And it's reached extreme levels, and it shouldn't be there. When a person takes care of themselves, they can take care of others. And you'll say, but it's not chinuch. And we'll say, right, not everything we do is chinuch. A lot of what we're going to discuss is what's not chinuch tonight. So we said there's no one formula. There are tools, there's perspective, there's understanding. My father always says that in chinuch you need three components. The first is luck. You need mazel. There are things that are not in your control. Just need to have, you need the daven, you need mazel. There are tremendous components in chinuch that you can control, and don't think that you can. The second is you have to give. So you give love, and you give, you take care, and you give all the needs you can to a child. And the third is to demand. You need mazel, to give, and to demand. You didn't do chinuch if you didn't do the third step. And our generation very often forgets the third step. People very often think all they have to do is give their child. That's not true. You didn't do anything if all you did was give the child. In order to prepare them for life, you also have to ask them. And we're going to discuss a little bit about how to ask them, what to ask them, how to react, and how to help the child develop in that, in doing what parents ask. Another point that's important to remember is don't compare. Don't compare. You see the neighbor and you see yourself and you tell yourself, how come their kids just sit and read books? Well, maybe their kids are into reading books. And maybe their kids are going to be overweight and they're never going to do it, be active. And maybe they have their strengths, they have their weakness. We have different natures, and as parents, we have different natures. You can't expect to do what you see other people doing. There are people who function on 3 hours of sleep a night. There are people who need 8 hours of sleep a night. You can't fight the reality of who you are. We have different natures. There are people who are very calm. They're very, very, very calm. And maybe they don't do good discipline. And maybe there are other areas where they have shortcomings. We have to work with our own nature. You can't compare. The fact that you see your neighbors are succeeding at a million things, or it seems like things are just going right for them. If you see something you could learn from, learn. Try to adapt it in your own life. To just look and be frustrated and say things should be different by me, it's an exercise in futility, and it's worse because people just walk away frustrated with themselves. And it's like Rav Ruderman said that if a person spends some time checking themselves out and deciding they have to do tshuva, and they walked away from it and they felt, boy, I did that terrible thing, and then they spend the next 10 weeks feeling bad about what they did wrong, he's not sure it's the Yetzer Tov. Maybe that was the Yetzer Ra. Because maybe now those 10 weeks, they weren't functioning well, because they didn't really move forward. They spent the time beating themselves up over what they wish would be different. So we shouldn't be comparing, not to our neighbor, not to our siblings' kids, not to the classmate, the best friend. You can't work out of comparison. And you can't work comparing yourself to other mothers, and you can't compare your kids to other kids. What you can do is, when you're at the park, try to notice that the other kid is throwing a worse tantrum than your kid. That's normal. When you see that, then you walk home and you say, I'm a good mother. Look at that. That's good. There you can compare. When you see the other mother loses it completely, then you can walk home and say, I'm not so bad. I don't lose it completely. When you visit a home and you see it's a mess, so you can walk back home and say, okay, our house doesn't always look that bad. You want to compare, compare positively. You want to compare and think you should be different. I don't think that's real. We're different also in our relationships with our spouses. Very often you see a home and you think you can replicate it, but you can't. Because maybe in that home, the father can do bedtime. Maybe in that home, the father is very tough as nails, so the mother can be sweet and gentle. Maybe in that home, there are so many things different in the relationship between the spouses, and that affects their ability and their parenting styles. So you just can't compare, and you can't just copy what other people are doing and expect it's going to work for you. And the third difference that we have is children have different natures. You'll see it in your own kids, you'll see it in other children. You can't expect that what works for someone else will work for you simply because you're not dealing with the same kids. Kids have a nature. You speak to your sister and she tells you about how the kids are playing in the backyard, and you start telling yourself, I should let the kids play in the backyard. And then you realize she's in the Midwest and she has a ranch and you're in Kohagak and you didn't have a backyard. So what are you're comparing yourself to your sister? I'm saying, so she has a different reality, and that's legitimate. And when people compare, they just end up frustrated. People sometimes compare to how they grew up, which is very normal and natural. But when we grew up, our parents weren't spending all the time doing this. It was a different generation. Kids didn't go to school where there were iPhones the whole way there. The guard was sitting on an iPhone. Kids didn't go to school where you had instant messages. Kids didn't go to school where the whole environment is different because education is different. So you'll say, I grew up and I watched a movie. I grew up on Car 54, Where Are You? And my favorite Martian, which many of you probably have no idea what that is. That's a black and white, Once Upon a Time. So that means I could let my kids watch TV today. What they'll see on TV today is not what I saw when I was a kid. So you can't compare. When you look back at your childhood and your children, the fact that you made Aliyah makes everything different. Everything's different. And in that sense, you can't expect to give your children the identical childhood you had, because you're not dealing with the same generation. And then we come to sensitivities. There are children that when they read a story about a cat chasing a mouse, they can't sleep at night. They're going to sit there crying for 2 days about that poor mouse. There are children who are very, very sensitive, and different children have different sensitivities, and that means that your chinuch is going to be different. We will not touch the question about whether parents should hit. But there are parents who say they should, and there are parents who do, and there are children who will not respond to it. And unless you become violent, you're not going to get anywhere with that kid. it's not always a question that if you gave a pot, you'd resolve the problem. Not necessarily. There are kids that will look you in the eye and laugh at you after you try that, and you'll get nowhere. And finally, there's the question of time. When you compare yourself to someone else, they might have a totally different structure of their time than you do. What time they work, what time they have to help around the house. Maybe you have parents you're dealing with. There are so many needs that are different that tax our time. You can't compare yourself to other people. You just really have no clue what their life is like as far as their time. And time is everything. So comparing really hurts our ability to grow and do things right.